Thank you for calling the Roundup Health Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the Roundup settlement? Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was asking if you were looking to
Yes.
participate in the
Yes.
settlement. Okay.
Yes.
And just to confirm, you haven't signed on with any firm yet, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype?
Subtype.
It's okay if you don't, but was it like large B-cell diffuse lymphoma, or was it nodular mantle cell lymphoma?
It was in my lymph node.
So you're not sure of the subtype, and it's okay if you don't, as long as you know it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll put unknown then. And then you're filing for yourself. And around approximately, what's the date you would have been diagnosed?
The date approximately was when I was 42, so that was 2012, roughly November 2012.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So we'll put 11, 12, so November
Oh,
2000.
no. Excuse me. I just got off I work graveyard, so my I'm about winding down for the day. November 17th, 2022. 42 years old.
Okay, so November of 2022. Perfect. Thank you for that. And then did you mostly just use it around the home or at work or both?
Yeah, around the home.
Okay. And is it at the address you're still at or was it somewhere else?
Yeah, the address I'm currently at.
And what is that address?
217 North Buckner Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531.
Alrighty, let me put that in there. So you're in Washington, are you?
Yes.
And you work graveyards? What do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a boiler operator for a plywood mill.
Okay. Very neat. That's. And so I promise to be as quick and thorough as possible so that I can let you get some rest. I know people that work graveyards are usually, like you said, winding down, getting ready for bed around this time. So I'll be as quick as I can. This next question asks if did anybody else in your household or neighbors use the product and got sick as well, or was it just you that drew the short stick?
Just me.
Okay. And then you said you were 42, so you were between the ages of 18 and 79. And then about how many years would you say you've used Roundup?
Oh, roughly like 12 years.
Okay. So you definitely would have used the product for at least 10 days then, right?
Oh, yes.
And then this next question asks if you're a US citizen.
Yes.
Okay. And then the next question is regarding several different ailments that you may or may not have been diagnosed with. I'll just name them all off. If you don't say yes, then I'll click no. This one is hepatitis B, hepatitis C, rheumatoid
I was
arthritis.
tested. No, I don't have it.
Okay. Epstein-Barr, lupus, diabetes mellitus, autoimmune disease, HIV/AIDS.
No.
Other forms of cancer? No? Okay. And then are you an organ transplant or no?
No.
Okay. And then do you have family history of cancer or no?
No.
Alrighty. And then your name comes in as Corydon? Corydon?
Corey Dunn.
Corydon.
Yeah, it's just it, yeah, it you pronounce it just as it looks.
Okay. Perfect. Thank
My
you.
sister wanted the most unique name for her baby brother, so that's
It's definitely unique. I talk to hundreds
Yes,
of
it is.
different people, and I don't think I've come across that name. And then last
Yeah.
name, Franklin, Franklin.
Correct.
And then can you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then are you married or unmarried?
I'm widowed.
Sorry to learn that.
So I guess you would say unmarried,
Correct. I'll do that.
like technically.
Right. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Was it commercials, a TV, anything?
I've seen it on commercials.
Okay, let me put that you saw it on TV and made the connection. And roughly around when would that have been?
Oh, geez. About, ah, damn. I would say
2022.
right around November of 2021.
Well, so you were diagnosed in 2022, right? So you wouldn't have been able to make the connection till after you were diagnosed, correct?
I wouldn't have been able to make the connection until, yeah, after I was diagnosed.
Okay. So I think you meant 2022 then. So we'll say at the end of November after you were diagnosed, you would have made the connection. Does that sound right?
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches and then weight.
6'3", about 220.
Oh man, you're a tall. And then you said 220.
Yeah, and it has height has its disadvantages because my back is just messed up.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. My back is also messed up, and I would make it more messed up if I could be as tall as you. But did you
Yeah.
play sports?
Yeah, I played basketball, baseball.
Yeah, I can see you playing sports. That's a good height and weight. And then this next question asks for your best email address.
FranklinCoreyDunn@gmail.com.
gmail.com. That's cool. You didn't have to add any number or anything like that. You got your name. Most people
Yeah,
have to.
that's, yeah.
And then this is your cell 360-489-5559.
Correct.
Okay. And then about how many times per month or year did you use the Roundup?
The roundup once a week,
Once a week.
sometimes maybe twice a week,
So about 50.
or 4 to 5 times a month.
Okay. About once a week, so 52 weeks in a year, so about 52 week, or we'll say,
52 weeks in a year, so geez, 25 to 10. Oh man.
Well, how about we do an even number 60, 'cause I know sometimes it was more than once in a week. Does 60 sound about
Okay,
okay?
so 60 times 4 is 200 and, okay, 60 times 4 is 240 times another 12, let's say, oh, two. Probably it's got to be an upwards of 2,500 times.
In your lifetime? Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And so you would have sprayed the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so it looks like you stopped using the product when you were diagnosed in November of 22, and then you said you used it for about 10 years, so you would have started sometime in 2012. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, more right at 2011.
say 2011 then. And then did you mostly just
2012.
did you get the pre-made container, or did you get the concentrate where you mixed it yourself and then put it in the
I got the
fermenter?
concentrate where I mixed it myself.
Okay, let me type that up here. And did you normally wear protective gear when using the product or no?
I use gloves.
Put glove. And then about how big of an area would you say it was used? Quarter acre,
Oh,
half acre,
I'd
acre?
say, oh, smaller than an acre.
Perfect. And this was in
Way
Washington.
smaller than an acre.
So let me put
Just a
Washington.
residential home.
Perfect. Let me type this up.
My wife hates dandelions, hated dandelions, and so to keep from happening to mow it so much, I thought Roundup would help, but yeah, it didn't.
And then you said this was mostly residential, so let me click that. And then I'm typing up here that you had direct exposure around the home to keep it tidy, and it was you that had the direct exposure and you personally sprayed it, correct?
Yes.
And then, does your home use well water or city water?
City water.
And then, have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
And then, when you would get the product, was it normally like a local mom-and-pop hardware or gardening store, or was it like a Home Depot or Lowe's or?
It was the Home Depot.
And then obviously this was a couple years back that you would have last used it, but do you still ha and it's okay if you don't, I just have to ask, do you still have any receipts or any empty containers or anything like that?
No, not that I. No. Pretty much got rid of it.
Okay. And then have you ever been a smoker or no?
No.
Okay. And then I know you're currently employed. What is your employer name?
Pardell Mutual Plywood Corp.
I'm sorry, Pardell?
Yeah.
Pardell, I'm sorry, give me the name one more time.
Pardell Mutual Plywood Corp.
Plywood Corp. Alrighty. And then what is your title there?
Boiler operator.
Straight and to the point. Alrighty. And then, did you ever lose any time from work because of any surgery or treatment you had to go through?
No, I mean my work was pretty good with me, letting me do trade days and whatnot.
Oh, good. I'm glad they gave you that opportunity. And then, were you ever in the military or no?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits or no?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp?
Huh?
Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp or no?
I did file for workman's compensation back when I was younger.
Before you were sick, you mean?
Yeah, well before I was sick.
Yeah, so we'll put no because I think this refers to anything related to you being ill, so we'll put no for that. And
Right,
then,
okay, yeah, so yeah.
have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes, I have.
And then was it discharged?
Huh?
Was it discharged?
Yes.
And
Yeah, it was a couple years back.
like.
It was a couple years back. I can't remember exactly what. Oh man, let's see. 22, 20, 22-ish maybe.
Okay. And in your county, same county you're in?
Yes.
Okay, what county is that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think because my wife handled all that stuff. And yeah, it had to have been this county though.
Well, let me see. You're in, I think it's Lewis County. So let me put that in
Yeah,
there.
it's Lewis County.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
And then I'll find the address for the hospital that diagnosed you. I just need the name and the city it's in.
Centralia, Providence Centralia Hospital, and it's in Centralia, Washington.
Click down here. And then, do you recall your doctor's name?
Dr. Paul Robertson.
Let me just find him. There he is. One second, I'm just plugging in all his info from this source in there. And then either yourself or the doctor would have medical records, right?
The doctor
And
for the hospital.
then, do you recall the kind of treatment you received? Chemo, radiation, stem cell transplant,
Yeah,
immunotherapy?
I got chemotherapy, 6 cycles for 6 months, immunotherapy, the same injection though, and for 6 months, and then. And then, yeah, those were the
And this is all
only
in
two.
November of 2022 that they started, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're just about done. A couple more questions here. Second to last question just asks for an emergency contact number in case anything unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Typically, they'll only be contacted if we're not able to get a hold of you. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Not right now.
No? Okay, not a problem. Let me put NA in all these sections. NA. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance so they can retrieve your records. Date of birth?
March 31st, 1980.
3/31/80. And then the SOLSH.
532-860-869.
Okay, and then I'm about to send you an automated text message from DocuSign to open up
Okay.
an e-signature. And then I won't be
Okay.
able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see and then I'll do my best to guide you. But
Okay.
that should be coming here shortly. It's spinning on me. So we'll give it a couple moments here. It had me type in the doctor's name one more time in a different field. Okay, should be coming now. It's gonna go to my draft folder, and then I'll be able to send it from there.
It out.
And then I'll let you get back to your day and to get some rest. So do you work like 5 days straight, or how does it work for your graveyard?
I work, yeah, 5 days, sometimes 6 and 7.
Wow.
And I work from I leave my house at 10:20 and I get off at 7:25, usually home right before 8. Okay, here's the document.
Okay.
Now, you want me to click the link?
Right. You'll open that up, follow the instructions, and then complete the e-signature, and you'll know you did it correctly
Okay,
once
can
you do it.
you? Okay. DocuSign. Allow while visiting the site. Okay. From other apps, then try it again. Try again. While visiting. Oh, it's gonna. Okay. Let's see how I'm gonna do this. Call now. Shoot. You're still there, right?
I'm here,
Oh,
yes.
man. Okay. It's. Okay. Okay, so it's asking me to close overlays. So, shoot.
Are you on an Android or an Apple iPhone?
I'm on an Android.
Okay, because I have an Android.
It says it says wants to use your device's location. I say allow while visiting the site.
You can
When I
just put
click
no.
that, it says.
It doesn't need your location, so you can put no.
Okay. And then, but then it says this site can't ask you for permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, then try again. So I'm gonna have to see this. Okay, back to call. And then when I open it, when I go back to the call to you. And then I try to go to it. It wants to cancel. Okay, here we go. This envelope was also, I hit cancel.
You hit cancel. Do you want
Are
me
you
to
there?
yes, do you want me to resend it?
It says security check. This envelope was also sent by email to, okay, recognize this email. Continue to review. Don't recognize this email. Client to sign. I'm just going to hit continue.
Right.
Okay, please review and act on these documents. It says, please sign.
And if
Where do I sign? How do.
It should let you check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures.
Okay, I got it. And then hit continue.
Right, and then after that, it should let you tap a yellow start button.
Okay, there it is.
And then after you hit start,
Okay.
you should see a downward facing yellow arrow that asks for a
And then
signature.
it says, yeah, it says draw your signature.
Yep, you can draw it or select a pre.
Okay. I'll do my best. Okay, now adopt and sign.
Correct. And then anywhere else that you find another arrow, you'll just tap and it'll place the signature the way you drew it the first time. It might ask for some initials and then you'll just draw them and then you'll kind of just tap away until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button.
Okay, adopt and initial.
Right.
Okay, sign, air, okay, and where else? Oh, now it says finish.
Yep, let's tap
Hit finish.
right.
Okay, you're done signing.
Okay, good. And then I'm gonna text you can get out of that now. I'm gonna text you from my direct line. So in case you need to get a hold of me
Oh.
for any reason, you can just call or text me on this number.
Okay.
So
Okay.
you should have a text message from a 949 area code right now. And then other than that,
949 945-0265.
yep, that's the one. So I'll let you get some rest, and then I'm gonna call or text if you need me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.